Most years we would celebrate today, April 29th, as the feast day of one of the greatest saints of the church. But since today is Sunday and a Sunday in Easter time, the celebration of the Lord's Day takes priority over any other saint, and so her feast is liturgically suppressed today. But nothing keeps us from talking about her, so I will. She was a completely uneducated girl, a tiny wisp of a nun, who died over 600 years ago at the age of 33 years old. But in her short life, she was such a powerful instrument of God's grace and love that she is now recognized as a great teacher, foundress, healer, mystic, writer, diplomat, spiritual counselor to peasants and to popes, and even proclaimed one of the 36 doctors of the church. Her name was Caterina Benincasa, but we've come to know her as St. Catherine of Siena. She wrote many words and she spoke an awful lot, but nothing that she ever said or wrote can really summarize her life better than the words spoken by her one true love. Words she read as we do today from St. John's Gospel. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. St. Catherine was given the great gift to understand from the early age of 6 years old that there was no life, no love that could compare to life and love with Jesus Christ. And so she sought her whole life, not to live her life, but to live his life, to live in him and to let him live in her. She realized that without him, she could do nothing. Like a small vine withering in the heat of the sun, she had been born to the human race, but in her baptism, she had been grafted onto the great vine who is Christ the Lord God the Son. She had become part of him and strove all her life to remain part of him and to open her heart to receive from him every good thing that he wanted to give her. And like a vine pouring nutrition into its branches, Jesus poured his life and love, his grace into her. And in that she did not wither, but grew and bore tremendous, abundant fruit, fruit that we still cherish today. The first fruit of this life was her personal holiness and closeness to God that made her the natural instrument of his goodness to others. Catherine never forgot our Lord's promise that we find in today's readings. As we read, "If you remain in me, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you." When we look at the life of St. Catherine, we're astounded by the amazing things that she did, or rather that Jesus did through her in response to her prayers. She spoke and read languages that she'd never actually learned or been taught. She could read Latin and pray Latin, but if you pointed to a particular letter or a particular word, she couldn't tell you what it was, because that's not the way it works. She didn't know how to read it, she just could read it, if you follow me. A special gift from God. And beyond that, she cured the sick, read the hearts of sinners, converted notorious sinners, saw prophetic visions, talked and conversed to God, to Jesus, as you and I might speak right here, right now. And she brought peace between cities and to her country. There's even a story of how, when she heard that her mother had died without being able to go to confession, St. Catherine spent the whole night in deep prayer before the Blessed Sacrament, as she called it, laying siege to heaven, begging God to return her mother. And in the morning, when she sort of came out of this ecstatic state of prayer that she was in, she found that her mother had been restored to life and perfect health. How was it that St. Catherine lived in Christ so well, so that so much of what she asked of him, he gave her? Well, first of all, she had been grafted onto Christ in the gift of baptism, that great sacrament that marks the beginning of our life in Christ. But the branch can easily wither if the vine, on the vine, if it's not properly cared for. So St. Catherine constantly worked at keeping herself alive in Christ by striving to follow the instruction of St. John in today's second reading, where he writes, "Those who keep his commandments remain in him and he in them." And so she strove to keep the commandments, to eliminate all personal sin from her life, to do only, as St. John says, what pleases him by serving God and her neighbor. And having removed all obstacles between her and her beloved, she entered into a life of such intimate and unitive prayer that our Lord granted her a share in the wounds of his cross. The wounds of his body, and his hands, on his feet and his side, he gave to St. Catherine on her body, what we call the stigmata. But also, in answer to her desperate prayer, when she saw these wounds in her room alone and experienced the pain, she begged him in deep humility to hide the wounds, let her bear the wounds and suffer, but don't let anybody see them, she prayed, because they might think I'm a saint. And so in response to her prayer, he hid the wounds until the day of her death. And then as she died, the wounds became visible. St. Catherine truly depended on Christ the vine for her whole life, uniting herself completely to him. And just as she saw very vividly how in baptism she had become a small branch grafted onto the strong life-giving vine of Jesus, she also saw that the vine poured his life into her by the sacrament of the Eucharist. In receiving his body, blood, soul, and divinity under the appearance of earthly food, bread, his life was poured into her body and soul. So great was her love for our Lord in the Eucharist, and so deep her understanding of her complete dependence on this sacrament for her life, that Jesus granted her two very rare and very special gifts. First, whenever she would receive Holy Communion in Mass, she would come up to the altar rail, kneel down, receive communion, and just go into this ecstatic form of prayer, a unitive prayer that is sort of, we might call it kind of like a trance, but that's not really the right way to talk about it. But this, what we call ecstasy. And she would just kneel there for the rest of Mass. And everybody got used to it and just sort of ignored her because she was Catherine. Sometimes even she'd be lifted up as she prayed at the altar rail. She would sort of float in the air. And second, and perhaps most remarkably, of all the gifts that Jesus gave her, from about the time she was in her late teens until her death at 33, St. Catherine ate no earthly food whatsoever. No bread, no meat, no vegetables, no fruit, nothing, except the host that she would receive when she came to Mass. The only food that she survived on for about 17 years was the bread of heaven. The vine fed his precious branch directly and only with the bread of angels. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. St. Catherine is in heaven now, but she continues to produce abundant fruit through her powerful intercession and shining example. And her example reminds us that we too are called to live the same life she did. Not her life, but the life of Christ. But do we live this life? Do we answer this call? Are we truly living in Jesus so that all his life and goodness can flow into our daily existence? It's difficult, obviously, to do that or even to know how to start. We're probably not going to be great saints like St. Catherine, but we have to start in the same place that she did. First, in the sacrament of our baptism, where we enter into the life of Christ. Then by nurturing and protecting that life, by keeping his commandments, as St. John instructs us, freeing ourselves from all attachment to sins. And then as the obstacles of sin begin to clear away, we can enter into a deeper relationship with our Lord in prayer. Prayer that opens us up more and more to receive his life and love. As we talk to our beloved, as we listen to him, we become closer to him and more full of his grace. And finally, when we remove serious sins and prepare ourselves in prayer, we still have no power to live, no strength to love, unless we receive the food pouring from the vine into us, his branches, the food that is Jesus himself present in the Eucharist. Now, not everyone in this room, I'm sure, is called to be a St. Catherine of Siena. But you may be surprised to realize that every single one of us is called to a level of holiness comparable to St. Catherine's. Really, all of us. Now, I know that I am not there. Through baptism, I am a branch attached to the vine of Christ, yes. But if only I could be a branch abundant with fruit like St. Catherine was. If only my prayers could cure plagues and convert sinners and restore life in the name of Jesus. If only I could love God and my neighbor the way that she could. If only I could free myself from all sin. If only my prayers would lead me to a more intimate union with Christ, that I could see his blood flow from my own hands. If only I could approach the Eucharist and see with the eyes of perfect faith the real presence of Jesus Christ and recognize more clearly that this is the food pouring out of the vine to give true life to his branches. If only I could live in him and he in me, because apart from him, it is clear that I can do nothing. Still, the same is true for you as well. And if a simple, tiny, uneducated, medieval girl named Katharina Benincasa can do it, why can't you and I? We have baptism. We have his commandments. We have his prayer. And we have his body in the Eucharist. We have Jesus. He is the vine, and we, just like St. Catherine of Siena, are the branches. Why don't we live in him and let him live in us so that we can produce fruit abundantly? Why don't we? Why don't we? Praise be Jesus Christ. St. Catherine of Siena.